of the five situations in Islam where the woman is half of the man. So, for example, in inheritance, لِلذَّكَرِ مِثْلُ حَظِّ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ, a male gets twice what a female gets. And this is in cases such as a baby, a son and a daughter. The son gets two-thirds, the daughter gets one-third. This is the division. Likewise, brothers and sisters who are inheriting their brother, etc. This is case one. Case two, in the case of testimony, two men are sufficient to testify, but if there are no two men, then one man and two women. So two women's testimony is equivalent to the testimony of one man, and this again is in specific things, not in everything, but in financial transactions, etc. In other things that are related to women, such as virginity, birth, suckling, the testimony of women works, but the testimony of men does not, because this is not their area. Number three, in aqiqah, and we have just mentioned that, two rams for a baby boy, one ram for a baby girl. Number four, in blood money, by mistake, I kill a man, I pay 100 camels as blood money. By mistake, I run over a woman, I pay 50 camels. And finally, number five, when freeing a slave, if I free one male slave, Allah would free each limb of him, a limb of me from hellfire. And if I free two slave women, I set them free, Allah would free them, or that is, free me from hellfire because of freeing two of them. These are the five cases where the women are half of the men in Islam. Other than that, to go through the justification, that would require a lecture, but usually we don't ask for justifications. We just say, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. We hear and adhere.